Strange, and this is why life is so unsatisfying for most people, because what they derive their sense of self from, their sense of who I am, is thoughts plus some emotions that accompany those thoughts. And that's not very much. And it's all conditioned by your past. But that is the self, what Buddha called the self, and said this is ultimately an illusion, but people live in that the whole life. That sense of self that is based on thought includes even emotions. Not that there's anything wrong with thought or emotions, but when they become a self, an identity, a me, that's where delusion starts, and that's where life becomes very problematic, because that me that is created by thought, that sense of self, is never feels complete, never feels at ease for very long, always needs a bit more to add to me, because I'm not yet enough myself. This is the feeling that almost everybody has. If they look within, there's the feeling I'm not yet fully me. And on one level, that is true, because there are probably many things that you could still add to your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can still learn to play the piano, you can learn other skills, you can learn a language, you can add new experiences, you can travel to countries, new countries, learn all kinds of things to add to me. But if you're looking for a deeper sense of self, a more complete sense of me, an improved me through that, then you won't find it, not for long. And always the sense of not quite enough yet will reassert itself. So there is built into the mind-made sense of identity a continuous sense of insufficiency and lack and not enough. And this implies the need for more to add to me. In order to be more fully me. And for that, the me needs future. That's why it's so interested in the next moment. Because it's through the next moment, it's through future that it can get the more that it desperately needs to add to itself. And so humans are condemned to live in such a way, a sense of self that is never enough, that feels uneasy and needs more, compares itself to others, and say, they have more, I also want more. Continuous comparison. Does he have more than me? More, has he got more physically stronger than me? Has he got more possessions than me? Has he got more knowledge than me? Is he more spiritual than me? Or am I more spiritual than he? Do I have more? Do I know more than knowing more, having more, being more? Am I more important or is he more important than me? So that continuous unease when you meet people. And the need to be superior and the fear of you might be inferior. It's a hard way to live. And so that's the little me, as I sometimes call it, but it feels pretty big, it feels heavy to carry the burden of the me. And it needs to strengthen its sense of self through having more, through disagreement, through being right, through reactivity. Everybody here knows someone in their acquaintance, friends, who love to have enemies, to react against something, to disagree with something or someone. They're looking out for the next thing they can disagree with. And the moment you disagree, say, you are wrong. Sometimes these talks, fortunately, I say very little that anybody can disagree with, but nevertheless, some people still manage